From Mouthful Media.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Tomorrow is Batman Day. Batman. I'm Batman.
I'm Batman.
Yeah, talking about the 80th anniversary of Batman, as a matter of fact.
Wow.
So we had some time. We looked on Twitter and got you some of the top Batman tweets. Thought I'd share them with you today since we're not going to be here tomorrow to celebrate Batman.
So we're pre-gaming Batman.
We're pre-gaming Batman Day. You know it. All right, from Twitter, here's one. Sure, Catwoman's hot, but have you ever watched her groom herself?
Oh, jeepers, I don't know what to say about that.
Commissioner Gordon, 99.9% of the world has cell phones. Why are you still using a bat signal? What to wear today? Cowl and cape or cape and cowl?
Decisions.
Here's one. Does Uber have cars with turbine power? Hashtag Batmobile in the shop.
I can see Batman trying to direct an Uber driver.
Right. No, you go that way. Bill Clinton told me to cast Hillary as Mrs. Freeze. I like this one. My favorite outfit, the one with nipples. Hashtag just saying. And this one, finally. One day I'll trade in my Batmobile for a Mini Cooper and race off to South Beach with Robin. Hashtag more like boy wonderful.
Oh.
There you go.
Man.
National Batman Day. Twitter's ready, by God. Twitter's ready.
Twitter's on it.
All right.
The tweets are tweeting.
It's time for the Who Cares News. What's happening today?
Well, never let it be said that Kim Kardashian has her priorities mixed up. She's a woman who knows what's really important.
Who, Kim? Priorities?
What? Oh, Kimmy. You know, like the time she delayed the birth of her daughter, Northwest, by 2 hours because her nails were the wrong color.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
What?
I didn't know that.
I didn't either. That's crazy.
Kind of pisses me off.
That's kind of crazy. Mm-hmm. My nails are the wrong color. I can't go into labor.
They're the wrong color.
Oh, my God.
I can't.
Oh, my God.
I just can't with this color. So Kim was driving around after just getting a McGriddle.
Oh, McGriddle sounds good.
It does, doesn't it?
Doesn't it sound good? With the bacon and the fake cheese. Well, I don't think it's fake cheese. It's melty cheese.
I didn't tell you what else went with this McGriddle, though.
What?
Kim was driving around after just getting a McGriddle and a bikini wax.
Oh, God, no. I may never eat McGriddles again. The visuals. Oh, man, I need to claw out my eyes.
Because she runs everything.
They don't have McGriddles in Brazil, I don't think. I'm just saying.
She didn't say a Brazilian. She just said a bikini wax. So, evidently, she's driving around at 9 months, which is...
stupid.
I don't know.
Just special. Stupid.
The doctor called and said she had a condition called preeclampsia.
Yeah.
And she had to deliver right away.
Isn't that the one where the women die?
Hey, I had to drive around at 9 months. She's got kids got to take
the school. No, what is the preeclampsia?
Oh, preeclampsia is serious.
Look, I watched Downton Abbey. Sybil died from that. So, I know. Right?
Yeah, well, that
women
was,
die from that.
That
she,
was...
She shouldn't have... Like, the doctor calls you and goes, like, you have something that you're going to die from.
I wouldn't base a lot of what needs to happen medically on what happened in Downton Abbey because, you know...
It was 1917.
Modern medicine and such.
I got what you know. Dr. Clarkson
know, you're
was
in the zone.
Very knowledgeable.
I am in the zone. He was very knowledgeable, and you are in the zone.
For his time.
Okay, Kim, McGriddles, bikini waxes.
Got it.
Need to deliver. And then, quote, my nails were like dark. It was like when I was still in my Linkin Park After Dark face of nails. Or like my burgundy nails. And I was like, oh, no, no. I'm having a girl. I really need nice light pink nails for delivery.
Oh, God. Why would her doctor call her? This is what I don't buy. So she doesn't know that she needs to have a baby. Most women know when it's time to have a baby or at least go to the hospital. So her doctor calls her and says, you know, you've got this disease. You better go deliver now.
Well, it's not a disease.
Well,
it's a condition.
Sorry. My bad.
She had a condition.
I play records for a living. I'm not a doctor.
You're not a doctor, but you're a diva. Dennis Rodman says a lot of wild stuff, as we all know.
Wow. And Dennis Rodman. When was he relevant?
Dennis Rodman. Now, let's see. What's his name? Dennis, if you can pierce it, I'll do it. Rodman says a lot of wild stuff. You'll never know exactly what to believe.
Yeah, right.
But it's usually entertaining.
That it is. That it is.
And since Charlie Sheen is sober now, he's all we've got. So here's the latest.
All right. Lay it on me. Ay-yi-yi.
Dennis claims that Madonna offered him $20 million to get her pregnant back when they were messing around in the 90s.
Wait. 20? She said she...
I'd go get Madonna pregnant for $20 million.
Yeah, I don't buy this.
Rodman, there's turkey basters.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I don't buy this.
One time she even flew him across the country just for his stud services. Yeah. He was playing craps in Vegas when the pit boss told him she was on the line from New York. Her message?
So he's at the craps table and Madonna calls.
Yeah.
I mean, I get it. There weren't cell phones. But
that's when they
like...
need to bring the corded phone or something.
Right.
Yeah.
You've seen that in the movies. Uh-huh. Mr. Rodman, phone call for you, sir. I've seen them do that like at the dinner shows, too, in the movies.
Yes.
It's like, you know, Frank Sinatra sitting there smoking a cigarette, having a stoli, and somebody... Phone call for Mr. Rodman.
Hey, they brought
Dennis Rodman.
They brought James Bond the phone.
They did. Yeah. Yes. It's a good thing he's got
Mr.
a cell phone
Bond.
Now.
Yeah. Call for you, sir.
You think Jack Bauer would have taken a phone call from a regular landline?
He would have bit the phone.
And then shot it.
He would have taken the phone and then bit it in the little phone jugular and then shot it in the kneecap. Man, I miss Jack Bauer.
I need to. I need to. Oh, my God. Boy, we are off the rails.
Okay. So, anyway, Dennis Rodman.
Yeah.
Playing craps.
Madonna's on the phone.
Phone is brought to him. Her message?
Yeah.
I'm ovulating.
Wait, you got to do it in her fake British accent, because she was doing the fake British accent in the 90s.
I'm ovulating.
That's close.
His response? I'll be there in 5 hours.
Oh, jeez.
So he put the dice down, told him to hold the table while he flew to New York on a private jet.
I'm not buying
to
this
knock
crap
Madonna
at all.
Up.
I'm not buying this crap. I'll hold my table. I'll be back in 10 hours. Oh, my God.
Now, he did the deed, got back on the plane, sat back down, and resumed his game.
5 hours to get there, 7 minutes to do it, 5 hours to get back, 10 hours. 10 hours and 7 minutes. Didn't happen.
All right.
Didn't happen.
Unfortunately, Madonna never got pregnant.
No.
So he didn't make his $20 million.
But he got to bang Madonna. All right.
Well, this way he didn't have as much money to donate to the North Koreans. To the Kim Jong-un.
Well, on that note.
GoFundMe account.
I'm wondering if Dennis Rodman ever hooked up with Halle Berry. That's my question. She's got more class than that.
And did you have to put that?
Yeah,
that's
I know,
just,
right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, out of here. Have yourself a great weekend.
I'm sorry, Halle Berry. I apologize for him.
Back on Monday. Have a great weekend, End.
And that's all the news you could care less about for this week.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.